Bay State Council of the Blind is the Massachusetts affiliate of the American Council of the Blind. So, to understand our general history, we need to go back into the 1950s when a group of statewide organizations of the blind came together to create a group called the National Federation of the Blind. Much like our Bay State President David Kingsbury mentioned, this was based on advocacy and social interaction. That organization met annually in a convention, and did many things on the national level that David mentioned on the state level. That is passing resolutions, electing officers, and amending constitutions, those kinds of things, as well as informing the leadership of the national organization and those attending the conferences about other aspects of the world of those who are blind or visually impaired, including employment, education, etc. That organization had a power struggle in the early 60s, which caused the organization to split. One of the organizations retained the name National Federation of the Blind, while the other organization became the American Council of the Blind. Over the course of the years since the mid-60s, the organizations have grown quite substantially. They both cover the country nationwide. The American Council of Blind has two types of affiliates: state affiliates that are representing a geographical entity, and special interest affiliates that represent different special interests, such as David mentioned, the guide dog users group. But there's also a lawyers group, a teachers group, a students group, advocates of Braille, affiliate dealing with older blind people, of individuals who are interested in technology primarily, etc. So these affiliates all pay annual dues to the national organization, and that's paid for through your local dues. It's not additional dues you have to pay. That then leaves us to the national organization, which has two offices. One office is in Arlington, not Arlington, pardon me, in Alexandria, Virginia. That's our national office. That's where our executive director and other staff members are located. And another in Minneapolis, Minnesota. That's where our financial management takes place, including the management of a couple of thrift stores that we operate as a fundraiser for the national organization. Bay State Council started out when a number of younger people here in the Commonwealth felt that they needed to organize into a group to have a combination of social opportunities and some advocacy opportunities. That group was called the Blind Leadership Club. Eventually, that group decided that they would like to become affiliated with one of the national organizations. So they interviewed, if you will, both organizations and decided to be request becoming a member of the American Council of the Blind. And that charter was granted. As David mentioned, that organization is made up of a number of area chapters here in Massachusetts. Some of the earliest chapters were the Charles River chapter. Originally, it was called the Massachusetts, let's see, how did it go? MCCLVI, Massachusetts Council of Citizens with Low Vision. That became the Charles River chapter when more members of the chapter were totally blind than low vision. but it remains a very strong chapter, meets on a regular basis, social activities on a regular basis. The other early chapter was the South Shore chapter, again, made up of many of the original members of that blind leadership club. So we, as a state organization, get together on a regular basis, as chapters get together on a regular basis, as a national organization, we get together both for a national convention and a leadership slash legislative seminar in Washington, D.C. At this point, we have made quite an impact on our national organization. The immediate, no, try again. Two presidents ago, Kim Charlson was our national president and was so for 6 years. Prior to that, she was first vice president for 6 years. Over the course of time, many BSCB members have held positions of leadership in the national organization. I served on the board as treasurer and as first vice president, and others have served as major committee chairs, have served on many of the national committees, and have had quite an impact in areas such as resolutions, constitution and bylaws, election-related activities, etc.